الحمد لله حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافئ مزيده. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد مفتاح باب رحمة الله، عدد ما في علم الله، صلاة وسلاما دائمين بدوام ملك الله، وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. الله سبحانه وتعالى says in the Quran: ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين. Who is better in speech? In other words, it's rhetorical. There's no one better than one who uses the faculty of speech to invite and call people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. The greatest thing that you can do is invite people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to call them to their Lord, to connect them to their Creator جَلَّ جَلَالُ. Then the verse continues, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, and does righteous deeds, engages in the things that we have to do for our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. The five daily prayers, zakat, beautiful character, and so on and so forth. And then finally, وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and says, I am one of the Muslims. Scholars say that it's not necessarily a verbal, hey everyone, I'm Muslim, I'm Muslim, hey everyone, I'm Muslim, but actually everything that that person does testifies to the fact that they are a Muslim. Their neighborliness testifies to the fact that they're Muslim. Their truthfulness and integrity shows that they are a Muslim. The way that they treat their family, the beautiful reminders that we just heard, every single thing that we do that indicates our sincerity in embodying what it truly means to be a Muslim speaks for itself. And it's not a lot of words, and it's not fancy speeches, and it's not people who are on, you know, big podiums necessarily who are the ones who are really going to change people's hearts. It's not just fancy words. It's not necessarily even just being eloquent. If that was the case, Prophet Harun was more eloquent than Prophet Musa alayhi salam, but he was of a higher rank with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's the one who included his brother Harun alayhi salam in prophecy. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the state of the hearts, the sincerity, the trueness, the genuine care and concern, and embodying what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us, that is what speaks volumes. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq, and that He makes us people who are true and sincere in all that we do, and that Allah makes us keys that open doors of goodness and locks that close doors of evil. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين.